You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And go ahead. It's on.
And poop and pee and poop and pee and poop and pee and poop.
Just the poop and then the pee and then using our.
What's a pen?
Quaxel.
Isn't that what that's called? The bird thing? What's the bird thing where they shit, piss, and come out of? It starts with the C.
Cloaca.
Cloaca. And the cloaca! That was my.
I didn't know that they shit, piss, and came out of the same hole.
Yeah, it's one hole in birds.
That's efficient.
Yeah, it is. It's that's why they're nature's cruelest mistake.
And it's extra confusing because their cum and their shit's the same color.
Yeah, that's true.
Or what is there cum white or is it?
I don't know. Is animal semen, is animal splooge different colors?
I mean,
it's gotta be.
I know, like, mammals is pretty much all the same color, but I don't know about a bird's. Like,
yeah.
What if a bird comes brown and shits white?
No, that out.
That'd be pretty funny.
So are birds technically engaging in DP every time they fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's like triple penetration, right? Because it's getting up in their urethra.
Their urethra. They're sounding.
Yeah.
Eating ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking ass.
All at the same time.
Go.
Good for them.
Down with that.
They're the fucking Germans of the animal world.
Every time, like, I see, like, a thumbnail on a porn site, and, you know, I click on it because I like the way that the little thumbnail looks. I start watching. Then something weird happens out of nowhere. I turn the volume up, and they're always speaking German.
Yeah, without a fail.
Yeah,
it's almost as if like an entire civilization that had to convince themselves to execute 6 million people have long-running psychological issues.
Well, I think we all knew where that one was going when we started.
Well, it's true.
I did not see the turn coming. Let's give me my due, boys. Give me my due. The
Bill
Fantasy
won.
Boys
Billy.
Draft King League.
Billy won.
I am the winner. I have won money.
And
I'm almost actually have won money. I'm only $25 down now.
I had a good sports betting week because I took the Browns money line straight up. It was plus 250, so for every dollar,
what
I won 250.
What is the money line?
It's just straight up, so they don't have to win by if they win outright. It's worth more because obviously that's less likely than to cover a point spread is them to win outright.
Let's see what Billy's lineup was like. So you went Phillip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got rocked.
And Phillip Rivers was actually a bad choice.
Yeah,
Phillip
Rivers.
Did not have a good game.
They'd be kind of crazy with that game that they only dropped 20 on Oakland.
Right.
And then Breida got you 31.
Yeah, and that was my last player. And that's like, I think it was just a little after halftime where I took the lead.
I unfortunately, since my phone is junk and I don't have the app on my phone, I've been setting my lineup with the browser,
mm-hmm.
which you have to hit save lineup after you change people.
Uh-huh.
And I switched Odell Beckham from his bye week last week. I didn't hit X instead of save lineup successfully.
Man.
So Odell Beckham was
not
starting.
Is this our ESPN league you're talking about?
Yes. Odell Beckham was not starting last night, in which he scored 31 points, and I lost to Sam by like 23 points. So that would have been my fucking. I'm fucked now. I would have beat him, and I would have been tied with him for the fourth fucking playoff spot. But now I'm 5-5.
It's tight.
It is tight.
It is
There's
tight.
Only 3 weeks to go, 3 or 4 weeks to go. I fucked myself hard though, and I was really. I woke up angry for the first time in a long time about fantasy football.
Yeah, Billy just had like a steady lineup.
Yeah,
you
came
on Doxson and
I hit on some sleepers
and Cohen, but like I mean,
but Cohen's been
16,
pretty consistent.
14.
Yeah,
but Cohen's also I don't know if I call him consistent. He's had some monster games,
yeah.
But like other than that, it would be like oh he had like two
well,
touches
with
2.5 points.
The he's been getting a lot more touches the past 3 weeks because I have him in another league.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty aware of that. And he gets a lot of receptions, too. So in PPR, he pays off. But then you have, like, Michael Thomas. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Dude. I see, I was really proud of myself for my stack of both New Orleans running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense.
And that didn't win for you.
That did really well for me, but what really fucked me was every time I pay up for a wide receiver in daily fantasy, they do bad. Every time I get Adam Thielen or Julio Jones, mm-hmm. or in this case, Mike Evans, they don't do shit for me.
Yeah.
Which, then, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the Tampa Bay game was a statistical anomaly. They had like 700 total yards of fucking offense and fucking... I only had 3 points. It's like impossible for that to happen.
It's so weird.
I read today that there's been like 400 some teams since the merger to have like 700 total yards of whatever it was, the threshold or something like that. And the average points that each of those teams have scored is 36. They scored 3. That's like literally impossible.
That is so fucking weird. All right, let's talk about our fantasy league real quick.
Ugh.
Okay.
Spiders that. 8-2.
Fuck you, Spider.
Ryan.
Well, Cody Cooper fucked all of us over by giving the number one team.
Yeah, Julio fuck Jones, you, Cody.
Yeah. So Spider's number one, and he's got a very good team. Although his points are not super impressive,
I had a big old week, my friend.
Me and you and Klima have all scored over 100 points more than he has in our leagues. And then he's fourth in scoring, so he's just kind of lucky. Whereas there's just this log jam for second place because it's Brian 7-3, I'm 7-3, Sam Klima 7-3, and Polk 7-3. And you said that it's the top four, right?
Yeah, which just sucks. It's
each
dumb.
Each division winner and then the two best teams aside from
that. Oh, okay. So then
yeah,
I might be in the...
But I dropped 176 points this past week with Ebron on my bench.
Damn, dude. If you would have had Ebron, he had like a, what?
Over 30 points. Yeah. Now, I had Kittle who did pretty well.
Yeah.
But Ebron was the real...
He was the steal.
I'm fucking kicking myself, man. I would have been in a tie with Sam and it fucking...
I'm very happy with this team. I think this is far and away my best team. I'm in the running for the playoffs. I'm 7-3 in my other league, which is a standard league, which is weird to play these days. Like,
yeah, it sucks. I hate playing a standard league. That's my work league.
But I like that it's something else. I do like the challenge of being something else. I certainly prefer PPR because you can make more things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
we did standard last year, remember? Because Cody didn't fucking set it right.
Yeah, that sucks.
And we did standard and three receivers.
Yeah,
that's what I have. That's what my work league is.
That makes no sense.
Three receivers, no flex. It's so boring. It's so boring. And then you're like fucked all the time because you have to you stack up on running backs because they get you a ton of points in that kind of a league.
And there's so few workhorse running backs. It's...
Yeah, and so like my guy Jordan Howard's been like. That was my early pick, and then someone else got hurt, and it just, like, I've been fucked all season. That's, like, a $100 buy-in, so that sucks.
Dude, my...
I just gotta play spoiler now.
My work league, I got pretty fucked. We are PPR, but my first pick was Melvin Gordon. That went great. And then second pick was Dalvin Cook, who has just been hurt the entire year.
Yeah.
Third round pick was Doug Baldwin, hurt, and then came back and does nothing. I took Royce Freeman with the fourth round pick, who's done not much because, at the beginning of the season, they said, oh, this guy's a workhorse back. They named him the starter, and then nobody's talking about Phillip Lindsay. And then week one, Phillip Lindsay breaks out.
Yeah.
It's like immediate. So that fucked me pretty good. Then Garoppolo getting hurt. So I hung around for a little bit because I picked up Tyler Boyd, who I picked him up in all three leagues. But now I'm pretty much out of the playoffs. I'm fucked.
Yeah,
your league being standard and having three wide receivers is so counterintuitive.
It's so annoying. I don't even know if we're gonna play next year because I don't know. It's boring.
Be like, the commissioner next year. Fix it.
I don't want to fucking deal with all those because they're all like a lot of the people in that league. Like that's all they're playing for. Like that's all they do. Like they love. Like I don't know. So I'm not that worried about
Who else is in the league?
Dieter, and then like
is he good?
Behind, he's all right, but some of like the. Like the rest is like sales and programming people. Ah. Like, there's not really any other talent besides me and Dieter. Dieter, I think, came in like second, like 1 year, and then like, I think he might have won it the first year. He's pretty good. This is our fourth year doing it. I've had that job for a while. Yeah, fantasy's been fun so far this season. I'm really getting into the daily fantasy shit. It's really, it's great.
Pretty heavily addicted.
And it just makes the games all so much funner. Because then you have like someone playing in like every single game, pretty much.
Well, like, this can lead us into talks about the Browns game, but yeah. I had Nick Chubb in so many lineups and then like tinkered him out.
Me too.
Oh,
fuck!
My God, I was so mad, so goddamn mad at myself.
I would have won because I had him in one league that where I won like $20. Mm-hmm. If I would have had him in that league, I would have been like I would have won like $50 or $100. Like it would have been. Crazy.
Do you ever make with the Browns fantasy decisions to hedge your happiness where you like play their opponents and get rid of all of them from your lineups? Because I do that sometimes. Was like if I'm playing a bunch of Browns and losing a bunch of money and the Browns are getting embarrassed, it's just a fucking horrible day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to pick and choose my spots when I bet on the Browns this year because they've disappointed me.
All right, let's talk about our coaching and how much different it is with Kitchens and Greg Williams. Greg Williams is, you know, he's taking care of the defense. But Kitchens calling plays, aside from that, like, the stupid trick plays that we didn't need, but just calling plays that played to Baker's strength. Like, why? I don't understand when you are an NFL coach and every week your job is basically on the line. Like, you have to win. You have to produce. You have, and that, like, you got to win. You have to have a good offense. And you are trying to fit these players into your system when they don't fit in your system. It makes no fucking sense to me at all. How they do not adapt, how fucking stubborn they are, how egotistical they are. It makes me fucking insane. So Todd Haley's gone. Fuck him forever.
That's the old school coaching. Like Todd Haley still is an old school offensive coordinator where it's like, I got a system. This is the system. I will drill this system into you. If you can't do it, you're out.
Which is fucking retarded because if you remember a scant 2 to 3 years ago, all these fucking quarterback. The reason why there's a dearth of quarterback talent, and then finally people have started realizing in the past couple years, is because there's not a college in the fucking country that plays like that anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All the spread.
Yeah. So remember, they ruined fucking all those, like Robert Griffin, you know what I mean? Like all fucking Manziel, like all those Manziel had his own issues.
Manziel fucked
it
up for his
But you know what I mean? Like there's been so many guys that come out of college who are phenomenal athletes, and then like they started doing that with Michael Vick and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then it became, oh, well, you can't have they'll just get hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
You can do it without running like fucking wide, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to have the quarterback.
You just have to be like, smart about it. You just move the pocket and shit like
that. Right, you move the pocket, you bootleg shit out. Like, you just...
Coaches who preach their own system as opposed to working with what they have are just dumb.
And that's exactly what...
been the status quo for so long. And then you see quarterbacks like Jared Goff being brought along. Like, that first year was so awful with Jeff Fisher.
Right.
And wow, even terrible. Todd Gurley. He couldn't win Gurley.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, well, why don't we... play to these guys' strengths instead of trying to force them to be something that they're not. It just
Peterson makes... did it with Carson Wentz. Yeah. It's the guys that are coming along faster that are.
But it's
their coaches are saying, "What did you like to run in college?" Yeah.
It's insane to me that like an entire generation of fucking quarterbacks and shit like that have just fucking got chewed up by the fucking machine. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how many guys could have been fucking good? The reason why there's only been a handful of fucking good quarterbacks in the last, like, decade and a half.
Like, I mean, look at Cam Newton having the year he's having, and that's Norv Turner. That's an old school offensive coordinator.
But he can... But he's adapting to, like, his fucking strengths. I'm just saying, like, all those fucking people... You know, there was Tommy two times on the account that he said everything two times. There was Freddie Kitchens on the account that he was a fat fucking pig.
Oh, that was good.
But no, Freddie Kitchens fucking has, I like,
we are not getting penalized as much.
Right.
And no. I don't know if you attribute that to Greg Williams, but the amount of penalties before could not be attributed to anybody but Hugh Jackson.
Of course. Did you see Hugh Jackson joined the fucking...
the Bengals?
Yeah.
That's official?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a special assistant. So, good for them. That's a win. Automatic fucking win coming off the bye there.
They got so smacked. If AJ Green's out of that offense, they don't know what to do.
Oh, is he injured?
AJ Green was out this past week. Oh, nice. And now that's the number one option. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that we are going to have a real hard time with Cincy because they can run the ball. If you can move an offense through your running back, you're going to fuck up the Browns. And only having Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith is what killed the Falcons quite a bit. But we are getting destroyed by running backs. I don't know what happened with Greg Williams' defense because we were a top 10 run defense last year.
Mm-hmm. To be fair.
I know we've said it before. I can't see Danny Shelton and Jamie Meter making that big of a difference.
But to be fair, Christian Kirksey's missed a lot of time and is now out for the year. Schobert missed a lot of time.
In the games he played, we got destroyed. And Schobert has been the...
Schobert is the difference maker. He's
the best defensive player we have.
Yeah.
I think that's far and away. I've made my stance on Myles Garrett pretty clear.
And he did nothing in this game.
Yeah, silent again. Yeah.
Randall,
he either gets a sack Randall or he applies zero pressure. Like he's go watch Aaron Donald. And by the way, did you see? I know you're a Deadspin guy. Did you see that Aaron Donald thing?
Where he put his helmet back on.
Put his helmet back on. Did you see him with his shoulder pads off?
He is a giant fucking man. Yes.
He is a very scary man, and I love that he put his helmet back on. And he's like, I'm gonna go get this dude's face.
Yeah. He got cheap shot at first on the sidelines after he like picked a ball up and ran with it by this Justin Britt, who's a guard, the guy he's probably going up against. I didn't really watch the game, but so after the game, after he confronted him in the first place, he went to go confront him again, strapped himself up, which is smart. Mm-hmm. So many guys take their helmets off during a fight. It makes no sense.
Here's a little bit of breaking news. Draymond Green suspended by the team.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Did you see that highlight?
Yeah, where fucking Durant was yelling at him.
Yeah, Durant's like, give me the ball, and he just took it up the court, ignored him, and then, like, and they're screaming at each other.
Yeah.
There's a...
Why are they suspending? What did he do?
Well, here you go. Here's the quote from Chris Haynes, their beat reporter. Green reportedly called Durant, quote, a bitch, after he was called out by the two-time NBA Finals MVP in the huddle for not passing him the ball, sources said. The organization is of the belief that Green cut too deep in a disagreement with Durant. So Durant's such a pussy that he can't handle being called a bitch. And
do you think he was actually called a bitch, or do you think...
I'm sure a bitch or two was flown.
Deeper than that, like...
I don't know. This fake tough guy thing with Kevin Durant pisses me off. Oh, becoming like my least favorite player in the NBA.
He's a bitch. I like Draymond. I don't like.
Fuck Draymond Green.
Now that I have the separation of like the Cavs fucking
being good. Yeah.
Fuck that donkey face bitch. I hate him so much.
Fucking Klay Thompson set the record for three or whatever, and I was watching SportsCenter. I was like, that's kind of cool. And then, like, I moved on. It didn't ruin my day. No, it didn't ruin my day. Get the fuck out of here. Brian, the Cavs aren't going to be good for until we're 50
fucking
years old. So
what? You just watched the past 4 years. You don't hate them with all your heart. They make me so mad. I hope they die in fire.
They're going to win again this year.
They ruined the NBA.
More than ever.
I like Philadelphia.
I like Philadelphia.
That's fine.
We didn't just go through
what we went through with Philadelphia.
No, I don't like fucking Golden State.
You just like Draymond and...
No. I said it didn't bother me when that
before
fucking
that,
happened.
You said I like Draymond.
I do like Draymond. I like him better as like a fucking... He's a great villain. He's a spectacular villain.
You're the worst.
What do you mean I'm the worst?
But he's our villain.
I mean, he was.
He's a villain to us. Yeah. Fuck him.
He's a villain to the league.
I don't.
And
like
he's on a team.
I don't give a fuck.
But he's still a villain to the rest of like the league. So, fuck him. He's trash. And
I like.
He's a fucking.
They're fucking.
He's not
a lot
just a villain. He's like a fucking piece of shit.
I got into it this weekend with the feature act at Hilarities because we were talking about LeBron coming back and he just kept going. I don't know why he would come back. He had his reasons. He's from here.
The championship was great.
Yeah, but he said, like, but they're like, he didn't say an asterisk, but he said it was tainted, that the championship was tainted because of Draymond. Because Draymond getting suspended.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. So many people say that, though. That is a common thing.
Then the year before, fucking Kyrie and Kevin Love were hurt. So
at the same time, Draymond Green was a dick the entire playoffs. He earned that. He was on such thin ice that he did anything whatsoever.
And he knew that.
Even in response to something LeBron was doing. That's part of the game, is to keep your composure on the court and follow the fucking rules and not be a total asshole the entire time.
Look at those dozens of fans losing the game.
Man.
Yeah.
That's just sad. Like, it's literally going to be...
Went to that Browns game Sunday, though.
Yeah, what was it like down there?
Glorious.
Yeah.
So goddamn glorious.
That was just such a fucking nice game to watch on Sunday, because, like, there wasn't a time where you're, like, they took the lead for a little bit, but then we responded, and, like, we looked... The way that I wanted us to look, like, it wasn't a come from behind victory, like, it was just
Rashard Higgins.
We just won, man. We just fucking won. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That was amazing, bro.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield was fucking great.
Didn't even set his feet, just fucking nailed it. Nick Chubb destroyed them.
Yeah. But with Baker's accuracy, especially with Freddie calling the plays. What was your line?
There was Tommy two times. They said everything two times. There was Freddie Kitchens on the counter. He was a big fat fucking pig.
Yeah. So the whatever confidence like Baker's got is growing and growing, and he's making some fucking incredible throws.
He looks like Freddie Kitchens looks like the Animorph version between Phil Dawson and a pug. He's the fucking last
link. Right before it becomes full dog.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a pretty hideous man, that Freddie Kitchens. Allegedly, the fucking quarterback for Alabama. I had no idea. They should have shown that graphic.
Or something?
Yeah. It's like, oh, all right. Fair enough. But yeah, fucking, I don't know.
He's been like a position coach his whole career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nowhere to go but up, right? That can't be any fucking worse. It doesn't, and the Indians are going to trade fucking Corey Kluber.
Oh, my God.
Which makes no sense. I mean, it does, I guess, but that's like, insane. You're really going to trade with a team that you're going to compete against, and then he's going to beat you in the playoffs. Well, why would you do that?
Like, I mean, as far as Corey Kluber goes, I feel like that one makes the most sense out of pretty much all of them, because, like, I mean, Encarnacion sort of as well, but I don't know why you're selling these pieces when you're supposed to be contending.
Exactly. You got to sign on
club-friendly contracts. Everything's locked up. The core's locked up. What you should be out there buying, you fucking morons.
Exactly.
It's not the time to rebuild.
Nope.
You're 2 years removed from a World Series where you lost it in very tight fashion in 7 games. You blew a 3-1 lead.
Which was the worst team that they've had over this fucking span.
And you just had injury issues like the year before, and then Lord knows what the fuck happened this year. It is so
I have
so
no idea.
Sad,
yeah. They just fucking, it's hard to play an entire year when you feel no sense of urgency. There's nothing they could do about it. It's not their fault.
A gigantic letdown. The past couple years is a gigantic letdown.
In the past
2 years.
Not just the playoffs this year, but like last third of the season, he was invisible. Like, he didn't do shit.
Yeah, it's because he was trying to hit his 40th home run. He was like stuck at 37 for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
But
it wrecked his season.
I mean,
if he would have hit 40 home runs and maintained that 300 average, he is like, I mean, baseball is not that big anymore, but more or less like a household name type of talent.
For sure, yeah.
That's well more than Bryce Harper like has ever done. Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper's going to get a $350 million contract.
But why? Jose Ramirez is a better baseball player.
Statistically, yes. Mm-hmm. For the past couple of years, he has been. So, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what they can do because they're not going to spend any more money, but I just think it's absurd that they're, like, 16th in payroll.
Yeah.
And, like, this is how you plug your gaps. The Yankees do, you know, I know they're not the Yankees, right? But, like, you can't expect to not have some free agent fucking purchases when you've developed this core for that long. You know what I mean? You have to fucking fill in the gaps like that. or risk what you're doing now, trading away your fucking biggest assets to try to plug holes, which you'll never get equal value
Houston's
for two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Pretty much became what, you know, the epitome of the, you know, the long game of tanking and fixing the team, and then Houston became big-ass buyers. There's no
exactly.
way around it. Who is not?
For sure. Know,
except for, like, Kansas City a couple years ago.
And that was,
you know, but they went all in for a fucking World Series. They actually won one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who did they pay, you know?
They traded away, like, a bunch of people. They paid Alex Gordon, their left fielder. They traded away a bunch of prospects to get Ben Zobrist during that run.
Mm-hmm.
They traded for Johnny Cueto during that run.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, Johnny Cueto. Quaid! But yeah, they've leveraged everything, which I'd be fine with, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, it just sucks. Like, they have a couple good prospects that they could theoretically trade now, but their cover is running bare. Mejia was their biggest asset to work with. And at the time, I mean, they really needed a relief pitcher, but, like, at the end of the day, you fucking traded your fucking best prospect for a relief pitcher, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, trading away a big-time prospect for a relief pitcher is what got us to the World Series a couple years
Correct,
ago.
But different circumstances.
And our bullpen was that bad, and I think that if you didn't have Miller with such a decline and Cody Allen with such a decline... If you're building this team for the postseason at the trade deadline, and your best shot at getting to the promised land is assuming that those guys are going to be who they have been for years,
right?
Adding that piece to the bullpen and being able to go from like the fifth inning on is so valuable.
No, fair.
So,
I mean, hindsight's 20/20. It just sucks that Brad Hand is just like, he's Brad Hand. You know,
it just
I mean?
Sucks
he
that
might come
Ramirez
back.
Didn't hit, and that Josh Donaldson did not pay off, and Encarnacion didn't hit. Michael Brantley didn't hit. Jason Kipnis didn't hit.
Nobody did.
Nobody hit besides Frankie, and nobody pitched well.
Carrasco pitched okay.
Carrasco pitched pretty good. He's another guy that's on the fucking block.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why would you put him on the block?
Yeah.
This is a team built on pitching.
Yeah. Bauer breaking his leg was kind of like a fluke, too. That really fucking fucked him.
He was having such a good year.
He would have got the Cy Young, probably.
Mickey Callaway, too. I miss Mickey Callaway very much.
I mean, like, yeah, yes and no. Fucking, what's his name, did a decent job, it seems. I mean, I had two fucking Cy Young contenders in their fucking rotation.
And
you know
a bullpen that blew the entire season.
True, but, I mean, like, that's on the bullpen coach, too. And also, fucking Mike Clevinger got really good, even better this
year.
Yeah,
he played really well.
Yeah. Like, he almost had
my
a sub
Instagram buddy. We were just talking the other day.
Clev,
yeah.
He's only gonna get back.
Name drop over here.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Mr.
Big Balls.
Name drop it.
Fucking Mike Clevinger. Shout out Mike Clevinger. He's a good egg.
Sunshine, he's the best.
I was bitching to you guys in the text message. That fucking thing on Saturday Night Live this week fucking really pissed me off, and I don't know why it pissed me off, but it fucking did. Why are they apologizing to these fucking ghouls, especially the fucking eye patch guy, you know what I mean? It makes the worst people in the fucking world say, you know what, this is a moment of civility or whatever. It's like, get the fuck out of here, Ben Shapiro. What do you mean? He's a fucking, his policies are awful. Like, why not have Trump on there to fucking apologize? Oh, they did. You know what I mean? Like, fucking,
well,
it's,
yeah, but that was, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but this guy believes everything Trump believes.
It's a ratings thing. Yeah, but he doesn't talk the way Trump talks.
And that, so, if
I
he
mean,
believes
saying,
the same
he
shit.
The same, but he's well, when he's actually put his money where his mouth is, he actually went over and fought in a, you know, not the best war, but it's the war that we were doing.
Okay.
So he's been in some situations. He's, like, Trump is a pretend patriot. This guy's a real fucking patriot.
Yeah, he certainly earned respect.
Yeah. I can't.
I don't
I can't
say what how so much
I disagree with him, but I don't.
Anybody else. But, like, he's still, but, okay, fair enough. If it was a ratings thing, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Cool with that. This is what the show's for. It's the fucking sell advertising dollars. But I, then don't pretend like you're this fucking liberal bastion of fucking satire, because you're not. Like, it's fucking, you know what I mean?
Are they supposed to be?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, they pretend like it. They had fucking Kate McKinnon sing Hallelujah in earnest, dressed as Hillary fucking Clinton.
Well, I thought that was fucking embarrassing.
Yes, that's embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Having Donald Trump on as a ratings thing is fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a completely embarrassing. Having fucking that guy on, you're apologizing for a joke. The joke wasn't even, the joke was, this guy looks silly in a fucking an eye patch.
Right.
And all the people, you know, fair enough, regardless.
I do have a gripe. I'll let you finish.
Okay. Right? Regardless of how you feel about him whatsoever, okay? He may be a fucking nice guy. The fucking worst people in the world who always are on TV calling liberal snowflakes or whatever, where the same people say, they demand he should get an apology. How dare you? Over a fucking joke. And then they fucking got it, man. Like, that's a fucking, it's embarrassing. Like, go get the fuck out of here.
But,
well, yeah.
It was the week before
Republican
Veterans Day.
People, especially older Republican people that call everybody snowflakes, are the most sensitive people.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
There is a subsect of the left where it's like the people saying, you know, you have to call everybody by the absolute correct pronoun. We should be asking people what their pronoun is.
Versus, it's like, the extremes on each side. The extremes on each side are fucking miserable.
Yeah.
People that are more in the middle, they can get along and, like, you'll disagree with them, but it's not, like, life-ruining. But the one gripe that I had with the whole Pete Davidson apology is this guy's on there with an eye patch and nobody asked to see under the eye patch. I would have totally said... after I apologize, I'd be like, nah, can I see under your eye patch? Like, you don't have to show the cameras, but I want to fucking look at your eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see that fucking gross milky juice coming out of it. That fucking, what's the movie where, like,
you sure there's milky juice from that kind of injury and not just pink eye?
No, there's a, what is the movie? There's a comedy movie where someone's got, like, an eye patch and then, like, it just... Like a milky juice, like, comes out of the eye. And I cannot fucking remember what it was.
Wayne's World 2?
I think it was.
Was it?
I think it was.
It's like, I'd give my right eye.
Oh, no, that was the glass eye. Oh, yeah. No, it's a different
Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
Which, Kevin Pollak, was he a stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still is. I've opened for him.
Is he? I mean, he's a pretty solid character actor in a bunch of movies.
That's his best thing.
I brought him on stage for the first time, and I didn't even get to talk to him beforehand. He got there, like, after the feature had gone up and everything. And so, like, he comes on stage, and he, like, shakes my hand, and he goes, get the fuck off my stage. Like, one or two guys are like, did I do something? And he goes, oh, no, I do that all the time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. He was really, really nice. He had... He has, like, a story about this pen that he got from Tom Cruise. It's
really?
$500 pen. And he had the pen with him, and he, like, gave it to me, and I'm, like, writing with it. And he goes, it's like it's floating on air, right? He's, like, earnestly, like, really, really pumped about this pen. I was like, oh, totally. This is, like, nothing I've ever felt before. It felt like a fucking pen.
Oh, man. It'd be a... He was in a recent roast that was really good. Who was the last person to get roasted?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it was Bruce Willis. Yeah, he was pretty good in that. That was not a bad one, I gotta say.
I watched it, though.
They all pale in comparison to the Geraldo ones, you know what I mean? You can't fucking replicate that.
It was just a different time. It's good. It was a good golden era of roasts, and it is what it is now. Okay, what else are we talking
did
about?
Speaking of that, did you hear that fucking Lisa Lampanelli retired from comedy?
Oh, yeah, she's a comedy coach, or she's a life coach now.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
She, I don't know. What? She just retired. She stopped finding it interesting, and now she's a life coach, which reads to me as a scam. Scam artist.
You
that's
pay me
cool.
$200 an hour to hang out with me.
Hell, that'd be fucking a lot easier than fucking...
jokes,
yeah, exactly.
Especially being like a offensive comic today.
Yeah.
But she renounced all that stuff.
Well, then she lost her act.
Oh,
because I mean, she stopped doing that stuff, and that's what made her a draw. And then she'd go up there and go on these like feminist rants, and nobody was like, her audience is all gay guys. No. So then they're like, well, this isn't what we're here for. We're here to listen to you talk about sucking black dick and shit. Like, and wear these big, weird schoolmarm dresses.
Schoolmarm.
Schoolmarmy.
Scarmy.
So we were talking about this before everything started. Sitting down to take a dump, and the positioning of everything. Has anybody besides me and Bill and my buddy Pat ever sat down and had everything lined up perfectly? That's where when you start peeing, it goes right out the under the seat and like dribbles down.
No.
It's happened to me. On several occasions.
Boyfriends, let us know. This is very important.
No, that is never... I've never pissed out of the front of the fucking...
Pissed out of the front of the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
definitely not like a well-hung dude, but it's not like a tiny dick by any means.
My
dick is all over the place.
Like, it yo-yos. It goes on yo-yo diet.
Well, it's very, very... like grower, not a shower.
I'm the
situation.
Same way, but it's never like tiny.
Mine, well, I'm going inside me.
mine, like if I'm wearing compression shorts and like working out, or like if it's like super cold and I'm like running outside, which hasn't happened since football, but like my it'll get as small as possible. Yeah, but
mine gets fucking real small. But then like it's an okay sized dick. Like I'm not. Gonna change anyone's life or move their organs around, but
like, you're like a good Marco's pizza dick.
I'm a nice mid-level dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my foreplay game is on point.
It used to be. I'm kind of over that now. Nah. Like, I used to try a lot harder.
Well, I'm the master.
See, but you're in love, like. That's different.
I am, yeah.
Like, I've been...
I always tried, though.
I tried, up until my last girlfriend, then, like, I'm kind of dating someone right now, and, like, I've been giving that a little bit more of my best, but, like, there's a couple of people that I was with, and are just like, I'm just gonna let you kind of do everything, and then that's it. Like, I'm not too worried about... I'm not too worried about what you're trying to get out of this. Not my finest hour. But in a sad place.
I mean, that's alright. It happens. Somebody's like feeding you grapes. You're just laying
there. Yeah, exactly.
A Filipino boy is fanning you with a palm leaf. Just do your best. Oh. I don't know. That's I've never had that happen to me. I have.
Have you guys ever been with a girl that got her nipples pierced?
I've never been with one. I had one string me along real good.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to actually see her pierced nipples, but she sent me... Yeah. She showed me pictures on her phone. She didn't even send them to me.
Oh, wow.
She showed me nudes in person.
That's so fucking funny.
It's so weird. She
like, they're right there. You can just show me your tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she's got.
And she like I'm like the first date as I'm driving her home, is in detail telling me how freaky she is,
mm-hmm.
and all the different things she likes, and then after like a while, I gave her a long time because she was very attractive, mm-hmm. and fun, but like she didn't want to make out. We just like closed mouth kissed a bunch.
That's weird.
And I like would try and she like wouldn't.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
So I gave her long enough of leash, and at one point she said she wanted to be like exclusive. I was like,
no.
I mean, are we gonna fuck her?
Maybe she.
And no, never.
Maybe she had a Jamie Lee Curtis situation going.
No, she showed me. She doesn't.
Yeah, maybe she was talking.
On her phone. She showed me. Well, she was
on her
there.
Phone.
That is so fucking funny to me.
It's so strange.
To answer your question, yes, and I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, See, I'm okay with it, but I get self-conscious. I'm like, oh, I don't want anything to come off. And then, sure enough, it comes off.
Oh.
Like, I always get lost.
Yeah, well.
I always get lost.
You gotta be gentle, Billy.
Yeah, well, it's not even anything that I was doing. It just, The girl wasn't gentle. She was rigorous.
Ah. Yeah. On your Prince Charles, yeah. Prince Albert?
No, just lay there.
That's what I do.
Copulate my Prince Albert with your tongue.
Yeah, so I don't mind it, though. I've never been with a girl with the downstairs piercing, though.
No, I don't think
like
so.
The old door knocker?
Yeah, the old...
I was with talked to a different girl for a while who said that she had it, but got rid of it not too long before we started hanging out. I was like, just put it back in like once.
So just one time?
She had a deviated vulva.
I'm past that. And I was like, well, about like one time.
Like, you put it in.
Yeah.
Just see if it's the worst.
Just let me take it for a spin.
Because there's different ways. Like, they can get like the labia pierced, which that one always to me makes it look like. Like that's more of a pirate piercing. I feel like that pussy's gonna be like yarr. But like the clit piercing, like that, I wouldn't mind being with someone like that because it'd be like, bam, there it is. It's the thing with the metal on it.
It's the. It's like a fishing lure.
Yeah.
It's like an angler fish.
Right.
That is super weird to me that like it's common that dudes don't like can't find it.
I think that's it's got to be more of a well maybe you never know.
It's the bump.
Yeah. It's the wee man on the boat.
Yeah.
Jesus, weren't
not
you fucking
hard to find?
Yeah,
it's right there.
I mean, like,
I think I don't know if it's that they don't know how to find it. I think they don't know how to. Deal with it. Like they're either trying to like go too hard.
Make your fingers slippery and be nice to it.
Yes. But there's some guys that don't make their fingers slippery, or they're not nice to it. You know.
If there's one thing, fantasy boys.
It's like they're trying to do bubble wrap.
Dip a little lower. Make it moist. Make it slippery. Be nice to it.
That is a fun like going down on a girl to make her come is a good feeling, but like. Just like playing with her clit till she comes is that makes me feel like I beat like the high score on Donkey Kong.
Or like if you entered in the correct code for the automatic home run in Ken Griffey Jr. baseball.
I did something that like people would be like, hey, good job, man. Like that's pretty impressive. I told a story about a girl that I finger fucked after a bar crawl. By a gazebo in Willoughby, and then like a week, I mentioned that like I said like I hand blasted this girl at the gazebo on the hair, and then like this years ago though, and then like someone asked me another thing like was her name this, and then I was like no it was Ashley, and then she messaged me oh fuck. She doesn't listen to this show.
Girls don't.
No, not at all.
We know that. So don't sell me out, boys. Boyfriends. She like DM'd me and she's like, hey, don't say my name again. I'm like, okay. She's like, I don't care if you make jokes and shit, but just don't say my name. I'm like, you got it.
Once you, when you get done beating a woman's clit like a video game, then do you spell your initials in her face? Ass? Question
cum.
Mark?
Yeah. With my cum. Just as BSS. That's one thing that
I always point with ass. Every single time.
Oh, absolutely. You have to. You're not American if you don't spell your ass. In
your
you
video. Could go USA, but ass is an American choice.
Ass is absolutely an American choice.
My initials are BSS. Or I'll just go BS.
Or
that's bullshit.
I've done.
Or
yeah,
spell out a curse word. The only three letter curse word you can get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done DCK before.
What about CNT?
Yeah, that one.
I honestly didn't even know that the word cunt was a thing until like college.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when I found out.
I never heard that fucking word.
What?
Yeah.
I can't trace the steps of when I became aware of cunt, but I guarantee it was probably before I was 19.
Chad Daniels is a a great bit about his son just being super dumb and like saying something about like, yeah, we threw it into the sea, and his son goes, the cunt? But it is a whole thing, but it's so fucking funny. Jed Daniels.
I love Jed Daniels.
He's one of the best out there.
Quick shout out to the boyfriends.
Yes.
Quick shout out. Grant Hoffman, regular listener, messaged me about the last episode.
What was the last episode?
I don't even remember. Let's see what his text was.
All right.
He's pretty into it. Josh Less. He's another boyfriends. Okay. Let's see. Just heard the shout out on your last podcast. Always appreciated. He also loves the boyfriends title, he said.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, fucking A, boyfriend.
No, he is a boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriends.
Yeah. I just got a text from Rob Ward of how to get into... This seems really fucking...
He sent me that,
sketchy.
Too.
Yeah. I'm going to send my N-word joke. And then you're perfect for that show.
Now you know. Hello? I know, like, a lot of people who say that pretty regularly. You really know that's a catchy one, and
yeah.
That's a great bit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
It's definitely one that stays with people. I ran the wrestling story all weekend, and the girl I went to high school with that didn't have arms all weekend.
Did you ever get that? That one's so fucking funny to me.
I love it.
I love that story.
But you could tell that it was making, because a lot of people... wanted, like, because there's a handicapped person involved in the story,
they don't want
to immediately shut down to the rest of it.
They're
like, this isn't funny, you're a piece of shit.
It's like, but it's not making fun of her, it's making fun of him. And like, that's what makes me crazy about people is when they can't, they hear one word. Like, I did a show on Friday at Quaker Steak and Lube, and there were these fucking old mullet moms sitting in the front, and I'd open up with a bit about bestiality. And I'm hosting the show.
Sure.
Maybe not the best way to open a show, but I'm working on material.
Sure.
And the check's already clear. that's what I'm there for. And I want to work on that material. I want to get the timing down. I want to get the wording right. And they're just, all they hear is bestiality, and they can't follow what the bit is actually about.
Absolutely.
Which is that bestiality is bad, and it makes me feel good to not fuck animals.
Right. Well, the same thing happened to fucking me. I was telling you guys about the lady that called me a white nationalist.
Oh, yes. Tell this story.
Yeah. Fucking. So on election night, I'm doing Polk show, and I start out like not even, like just like small talk, what I mean? Just warming people up or whatever. And I go into my joke about like, I started out like, I really like Trump. Not because of like the sexism or the racism or the constant warmongering or blah, blah, blah. It's because he's the funniest man on earth. But all this lady fucking and goes in and tell him what a fucking retard he is. But all this fucking lady heard was, I like Trump. Literally stood up, made a beeline to the back, and started bitching at Polk about how I'm a fucking white nationalist and how dare that, like, I am there. Like, didn't even hear 30 seconds of the fucking joke, right? So fucking, she storms off. The set goes fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't see this happen.
Right.
So Polk gets back up to bring up the next guy, and he's like, oh, something told us that some lady thinks that he's a white nationalist, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's laughing. I thought he was joking, right? Mm-hmm. So I go outside to smoke. Fucking, here this lady is talking to Riley, and there's only three of us out here now.
Yeah.
And she's talking about me, clearly, about this.
Right? How old is this? Describe what this woman is.
This woman is a 50, probably in her mid-50s, long, stringy blonde hair.
Yeah.
Glasses, like a hoodie. Like, she looks like an art teacher, maybe, or something.
I think I know who this person is.
Really?
I think I can... I'm not gonna say her name, but that's, I can.
You should. Fucking.
Is she a regular to comedy show?
I think so.
She said several. I'll get to that point. So, anyways, she's talking to fucking Riley about me. I'm standing from me to Bill to her, right?
Yeah.
And she's not making eye contact with me, and it's driving me fucking. You know how I get? Like my eye starts fucking twitching, right? But I don't want to yell at this lady. You know what I mean? Like in the middle of fucking downtown Cleveland on 4th Street, where there's people walking by and shit. So I just ask her, I was like, excuse me, what did you find offensive or whatever? She's like, well, we just live in a time where you can't joke about these things, and I feel that you were... No. Oh, no. She's...
Is that who you're thinking?
No, no, no.
No, 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 no. This lady was far less attractive than that, that woman. But, so, anyways, she goes on to say something about, I was like, well, you shouldn't have left. That was kind of rude. You know what I mean? Like, now everybody's going to be pissed at me and blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, you know, like, starts lecturing me about Nancy Pelosi. Because I said, like, you would have liked that joke. I'd probably left wing or whatever. And she starts going on and on about how all these leftists don't know about, like, you know, the fundraising effort that Nancy Pelosi, like, Jesus, lady, like, fucking, I was just telling a joke about fucking Trump, a guy that you fucking hate. And you got up and left. Like, it's fucking the most ridiculous. Like, I've had fucking chuds and shit yell at me before, but never a Hillary Clinton fucking pussy hat wearing lady. And it just made me really upset. Not upset, but, like, fucking pissed off.
You're right, man. Just listen. Just wait for the joke. And if you're regular at comedy shows, you know a joke comes.
Exactly. And it's not...
Like, and it's not the first line.
And it wasn't even... Oh, my God. Whatever. I don't
know. I know who this... Pretty sure I know who this is.
I hope that you do, so I can fucking...
I can't
tell us about Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah. Did I not say that? We had a podcast?
You're not talking. You, last one we recorded was the one right before you went.
No, was it wasn't.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it was.
Last week? And Glenn Beck was Glenn Beck last week?
Yeah, that was Sundays.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Maybe it was.
Well, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know either. Yeah, so I got kicked out of Glenn Beck. It was horrific. like, Bill...
Your intentions were to not get...
No, not at all. I just... Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wanted to fucking stay and observe, right?
So what... Yeah. Tell us what had put you over the edge from I can't get kicked out, I'm gonna be good, to I'm gonna get kicked out.
Bill dropped me off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I got... The ticket said 7 o'clock. Well, doors were at 7 o'clock. So I got there at fucking 6:50. So I was standing in fucking line like it was a Rolling Stones fucking concert with the worst people.
Just
I'm
listening
fucking,
to them.
Oh my God. And I it was in a different state of mind, you know what I mean? And fucking had to sit there and listen to these people have these conversations about, like, voter ID law. You know, like, normal conversation that normal everyday people have with one another. You know what I mean? Like, fucking shit that doesn't matter, like, at all. That you're literally just, like... And, like, they're fucking, like, super fanboys of Glenn Beck. I didn't know that fucking existed.
It does. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking 55-year-old fucking mom and dads from North Royalton and shit. And, like, polos. And just the fucking worst, man. So then I get in there, and, like, it's now 7 o'clock. The show didn't go on till 8. So I'm just fucking, like, pacing, man. Like, it's the fucking worst. I fucking, like, I had to just listen to everybody talk. And, like, they start talking. It was more bored. Like, nothing was, like, super over-the-top, like, you know, right-wingy. It was right-wingy, but it was just so fucking cheesy and fucking boring.
Is that what I said? It said it was gonna be cheesy as fuck.
Oh, it's so, like, you know, like, he compared himself to Martin Luther King. I think by the sixth or seventh time, he was comparing himself to Martin Luther King.
What?
And bring, yeah, swear to fucking Christ. And, like, how he was persecuted and shit like that, like Glenn Beck. Like Martin Luther King trying to teach peaceful protests and stuff like that. I finally, like, had a fucking enough, man. And so I get into, like, it's in the balcony. I was in the balcony. So I get right in the entrance. And I don't know what I was saying. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I was like, but I have to do it because this is boring. And the whole reason I came here was to fucking write about something. So, like, I go, boo! And it just fucking, like, reverberates through the fucking... I go, go fuck yourself, you Orville Redenbacher-looking virgin! And, like, he didn't know what to say because he's not listening. It's all, like, an act. You know what I mean? So he, like, stops. And, like, everybody, like, turns, you know, the people around me or whatever. And, like...
How many people were at this thing?
A pretty full agora, you know what I mean? Like, pretty fucking full. And it was, like, so... Dude, this was, like, This was, like, an hour and 15 minutes into this shit. Mm. Like, it's impossible. I can't believe that nobody fucking else was bored to tears. So I probably saved his fucking show. But then as immediately as I said this, some guy from behind me, like, kind of, like, grabbed my shoulder. He's like, you need to go. And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking leaving, man. And we're, like, walking out. and it gets into the light, and I realize it's not a staff member of the Agora. It's just some 58-year-old guy. So I just start laughing at his face. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking get the fuck out of here, man. And he's like, you need to get the fuck out! And I was like, all right, sure. So I'm walking down. The fucking, like, people, the staff who were, like, at the bar and stuff like that, I had witnessed, like, these monster fucking waspy, like, white people fucking be just animals to the fucking, like, well, you better not expect a good tip from me tonight or whatever, but when it took too long to fucking get this pig.
When everybody fucking, comes in the same time, yeah. Like
the white Zinfandel or whatever the fuck she was drinking.
Oh,
fucking, yeah. So, like, as I was walking out, and I had been talking to them, like, smoking, because I couldn't sit there the whole time, you know what I mean? I kept going down. Like, the one young kid just shook my hand, and he's like, hey, man, like, thanks. And I was like, yep, you're welcome. I was like, I couldn't do it anymore, man, I'm sorry. He's like, no problem. And I just stood outside and waited for the lift. But it was a fucking nightmare, dude. It was just so, like, these, I just don't understand how you could be that fucking boring of a human being. You know what I mean? Like, what is your day-to-day life like when every morning you turn to Glenn Beck fucking religiously? You know what I mean? Like, the shit that he talks about is the weirdest, dumbest, most banal fucking shit.
They play that shit in the hallways, and then they'll play, like, Rush in the afternoon. I'm like,
oh,
how do people listen Rush to that awesome. Day? On a day-to-day basis, the fact that people listen to that stuff. Wrong, oh, it's so fucking aggravating. God, what is this lady's name? I can't even remember it. I've met her 100 times.
Well, fuck that lady. If you're listening to this, which I hope that you went and hate searched my name after you got home. Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. And you owe me $9 for the fucking tab that you ran out on, you fucking harpy.
I know who it is.
Fuck Nancy Pelosi, too.
Hold on, I gotta pull a picture up.
Anyways, we're at like an hour, and I'm out of breath.
Yeah, I gotta go eat.
Alright, boys, do you have anything to plug? Show me that here.
I'll be at the Battery Park Pub doing Farrell's show.
No, it was not her.
Oh, it wasn't her.
Okay. Used to be. Who is it you think it was?
A different lady, but like.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't guess that from her.
Not at all. She's pretty cool with.
Yeah, she has respect
for off-colored comedy.
Well, but I thought like maybe she's just having a bad day because of the elections and shit.
No, it was not that lady. It was a lady I'd never seen before.
Alright.
Anyways, that lady is good. I'm not even going to say your name, but you're okay. So,
yeah, that's a
cool
good one. Okay.
That
actually makes me happy that it's not her.
Yeah.
I do like her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, her I'm always glad to have at shows.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris McQuan's a good show.
Tony
December
Bergreasy. 23rd. What's up, boyfriends?
Shout out Tony Bergreasy. I don't know.
Le'Veon Bell not signing with the Steelers is amazing.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
He still hasn't signed it.
And he can't play this season now.
Yep.
Good for him. Anyways, go to RDP Comedy if you want days of shit. All right, bye.
Browns will run the table.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.